The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. As my list of friends who have confronted breast cancer grows, I grow increasingly grateful for health, grateful for life, love, work, and family, grateful even for the inevitable challenges these things also bring. But I also feel the presence of fear there in the background of my mind. It's manifest as a voice repeating the mantra, "Please, no bad news. Please, no bad news," again and again, under its breath. Today's poem, "Mammogram Callback with Ultrasound," by Ellen Bass, is a poem of gratitude. Implicit in its title is the terrible reality that breast cancer claims lives. Even for those who survive the disease, treatment is a struggle. For this reason, it's a joy to celebrate good news with the poem's speaker, to embrace her delight at being alive and healthy for now. It's also a distinct pleasure to accompany the poem's speaker as she reminisces about her lifelong relationship with her own breasts, from a girlhood spent wishing they'd appear, to the rapture of early intimacy, and on to the bated breath of middle-age mammograms. Reading Bass's poem, I'm reminded that when my own breasts first appeared, it took me a bit of time to realize something had changed. Or maybe I knew something was different, but I wasn't exactly sure what. Then it struck me. It struck my mother, too. She and my older sister took me to a department store and bought me half a dozen white training bras. My sister even accompanied me into the fitting room and showed me how to put them on. By now, I've known sports bras and nursing bras, lace bras, strapless bras, and bras that leverage all manner of physics to achieve the desired effect, all in service of one of nature's great miracles. But belonging, as I do, to a culture that gawks at and fantasizes about breasts as much as it does, I realize I haven't spent nearly enough time simply being thankful for them. This poem expands my vocabulary for such thanks. Mammogram Callback with Ultrasound by Ellen Bass. So this is what I'm here for. To see inside the mute weight of my right breast, heavy handful of treasure I longed for as a girl when I cried behind the curtain of the Gerlan sisters' corset shop. Those tender spinsters could hardly bear my tears as they adjusted the straps on a padded lace bra. I had to wait another year before my breasts swelled like wind-filled sails, and many were the explorers carried away, searching for perfumes and spices, the nerve-laden nipples singing through the wires. But never has there been a joy like this, as I lay in the pale green cool of radiology. The lineage of death has swerved around me, more happy love, more happy, happy love. As the wand of the ultrasound glides over my flesh, revealed is a river of light, a bright undulant tangle of lobules and milk ducts, ligaments and tissue, harmless and radiant against the black fat. I could be looking up at the night sky, this wispy band of brilliance, a shining spur of the Milky Way galaxy. And I, in my infinitesimal life, will at least for tonight keep these lovely atoms before I must return them to the stars. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
Every day, we come together to experience our lives through poetry. Support this regular moment of reflection with a gift to The Slowdown today. Head to slowdownshow.org/donate to make your contribution.